Blog Talk Radio.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you, there is none, there is none like you, there is no one like you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude to say thank you for one more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and you made a way, Father. Your grace, your mercy, your love, your protection, your provisions, your blessings, Father, empower us, our Father God, and we say thank you for it. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Father, we ask that you would forgive us, Father, forever, wherever, our Father God, we have come short of your glory. Father, as we rise and shine in this brand new day that you have made, Father, we ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us and to come against our family, to come against our destinies, our Father God, on this day. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We want to say thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper, will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We bless you on today, Father God. We pray for those who are sick in their body, sick in their mind, sick in their finances, most of all, Father God, sick in their souls, dark in their souls, do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. Father, we pray for the children. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our country. We pray for the world at large. We pray for the foreign missionaries, Father God, especially, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for everybody everywhere, Father, willing to do your work and doing your work, fulfilling their calling and their purposes in life. We say thank you today, Father. We say thank you. Thank you for our life and our help and our strength, Father. We don't have any problem surrendering it to you. Thank you. Now, Father, we ask that you would have your way today. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Have your way in our services today, Father. May you and you alone be glorified in it. We want to say thank you, Father God, for the work that you have begun. And, Father God, we know if you start it, it's already finished. Because you are the author and you are the finisher. And so we bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great, how great, how great, how great is our God? Bless our services today, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified. And as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, top of the morning to you, to you, to you. And to you too. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Where Jesus Christ is Lord, a place. Amen. Where we lift Jesus up higher and higher. This is a platform where we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For we know that it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Amen. I am your host and I am your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. If you are a first-time visitor with our platform, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please enjoy the services on today and keep coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of the Lord. We pray that everyone is excited today. Amen. Why? Because this is a new day, and the Lord has blessed us with it, a day we have not known, have not seen, and will not know again. Amen. So we come to give God the praise, amen, for allowing us, amen, to enjoy it, amen. And so we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How great is our God, how great is our God, amen. How great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. How great, how great, how great, how great is our God. Amen. All right, all right. I want to draw your attention this morning. Amen. To the book of James. James, amen, chapter number 4. Amen. And we bless the name of the Lord. James, chapter number 4. Father God, we thank you on today, Father. And we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. And they are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. James chapter 4, beloved, and beginning in verse number 1, and it reads like this. It says, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill, and ye desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye not think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen, amen. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I just say amen. Just got on the rampant reading there. I just didn't want to stop. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we just love the word of God because the word of God is always appropriate. Amen. For all things. Amen. Beloved, amen. Want to talk to you this morning. Amen. As we're still teaching. Amen. On the precious gift. Amen. Of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I titled this one, amen, Oh How He Loves Me and You. Amen. Oh How He Loves Me and You. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. The Lord indeed orchestrated a beautiful love affair with his creations. Amen. And we want to, amen, just encourage you today, amen, to take advantage of it. If you're not taking advantage of this love affair, amen, we want you to do so. Why? Because God loves you. Yes, he does. Amen. And we know, amen, that famous scripture, St. John 3:16, amen, for God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So we have to respond, amen, to this divine love. Beloved, amen. Imagine the emotions of a young man who discovers that someone else has captured the heart of his sweetheart. And we know that feeling. You're in love with somebody and somebody else has captured their heart. So a lot of us, most of us, if you keep living, amen, if you truly live, sometimes, you know, we have experienced that. It's not a good feeling. But that's the same feeling that James was describing, beloved, when he wrote in our scripture on this morning, as I just read to you, amen, coming out of the 5th verse. And it says, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy. The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Beloved, we've seen in a lesson we've already had this week and last week, amen, glory be to God, we've already shared with you how the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And not only does the Holy Spirit dwell in us, beloved, he passionately yearns for us. But today, beloved, amen, we want to look a little bit further, amen, and we want to look at that word envy to see exactly what it means in this particular verse when it says that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. The word envy, beloved, in the Greek, amen, means jealousy. An emotion, jealousy is an emotion that's so strong that it tends toward taking vengeance upon someone. The young man who lost his lover feels jealous, and he has a deep desire for his former relationship to be restored. He also most likely bears some type of malice toward the romantic thief, envious of the relationship that has replaced the one he used to have with the one whom he loves and desires to have again. And we know, unfortunately, I mean, some people, the vengeance is so high, I mean, they actually commit murder. Beloved, amen, this should make this scripture very clear to us. Do you think, now let me read it again, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Beloved, the Holy Spirit is a lover. The Holy Spirit is a lover. I'm hearing the song, and I'm not going to sing. I'm going to sing about 5 seconds of it. Lover of my soul, lover of my soul, dance with me, Lord, lover of my soul, lover of my soul. Y'all ever heard that song? Oh, glory be to God. It's a beautiful one. The Holy Spirit is a lover, beloved. And not only that, he is preoccupied with us. He wants to possess us totally. And he passionately desires our affection to also be set on him. It's not a one-sided relationship. You have some relationships where the one person loves the other person, the man loves the woman, but the woman don't love the man, and vice versa. But he loves us passionately. Glory be to God. And he wants us to respond to that love. Beloved, when we walk and talk like unbelievers, and we give our lives the natural pursuits, the Holy Spirit feels like a lover who has been robbed. Just like that young man who somebody else stole his sweetheart. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit feels jealous for his relationship with us to be restored. He has divine malice for the worldliness that has usurped his role in our lives. And he is filled with a godly envy to see things put back the way they should be. A godly envy, beloved. The Lord our God is a jealous God. A godly envy. So, beloved, amen, when we put all three of these words together in our scripture this morning, amen, the word dwelleth, amen, glory be to God, the spirit that dwelleth in us, amen, the second word, lust, amen, the spirit that dwelleth in us, lust, And then the last word, envy. The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. Beloved, it paints quite a picture. The Holy Spirit is not a passive partner. We talked last week about partnering with the Holy Spirit, how we need to partner with him. He works with us if we partner with him. But he is not a passive partner. Sometimes we have partners in life that are so passive. You know, whatever, what you think, I don't know what you think. What you want to do, I don't know what you want to do. But whatever you say is fine. You know, they don't never step up. They don't never voice their opinion. They're always, they're just a live a passive life. But that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a passive partner. He aggressively and actively pursues us. And when we give a piece of ourselves to something or someone else's control, beloved, he wants to seize it and bring it back under to his divine control. He even has godly malice toward our preoccupation with other things. And so, beloved, with all of this in mind, amen, we could read this scripture with that Greek definition, amen, with the Greek definition defined. We can read it as this. The spirit who has come to settle down, make his home, and permanently dwell in us is moved by an all-consuming, ever-growing, passionate desire to possess us. And he is envious and filled with malice towards anything or anyone who tries to take his place in our lives. Wow. What love got to do with it? Absolutely everything. Huh? Who was it? Tina Turner? Wanted to know what love got to do with it? Absolutely everything. Beloved, we live in the world. We work in the world and function as human beings in the world. There's no way to get around that. Jesus didn't pray, beloved, that we would be removed from the world. But Jesus prayed, beloved, that we will be kept from the world. And we can read that in the book of St. John, chapter 17, verse 15. There is nothing wrong with going to work. There's nothing wrong with buying a house, purchasing a new car, enjoying beautiful clothes. There's nothing wrong with that. The more the better. Glory be to God. I love simplicity. I love beautiful things. I mean, praise the Lord. Those things are part of living an abundant life on this earth. And God gave that to us. They are not wrong, beloved, to possess these things unless they consume and preoccupy our thoughts. That's when it's wrong. That's when your work is wrong. That's when your money is wrong. That's when the place you live is wrong. That's when the car you drive is wrong. That's when the money that you have in the bank is wrong. That's when it's wrong, beloved. Because it's consuming you. That's all you think about. It's preoccupying you. That's all you think about. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And all of these things shall be added unto you. Let me drop this commercial in here because I'm just about finished this today. So I have a coach. I have a coach for my inventions because it's time to get my inventions to the market now. They've been in the back place. So we meet once a week. We meet once a week for 30 minutes. I was working with them, and then we took a little space, and I came back, and we started up again. Out of that 30 minutes, we talk about Jesus for 25. for 25 minutes on this 30-minute coaching session. We start and put that has to be paid for. We start in prayer, amen. He reads some creative confessions, awesome, powerful stuff he shares with me, and we talk about Jesus. It's for 25 minutes, and we throw 5 minutes in talking about the next plan and the next step, amen, to get this to the market, beloved. And we have excelled more in giving God 5 minutes. On the 30, some people will be offended. I'm paying you for 30 minutes and you want to talk about Jesus for 25. No, baby, it's not taking nothing away from me or him. Matter of fact, amen, we bringing something to the table. Because he's the orchestrator anyhow. He's the one that blessing anyhow. He already know what needs to happen, amen, for you to have success. He already knows, amen, what phone call you need to make, who and the person you need to connect to. He already got the person waiting for you, beloved. He knows everything. Loving up on Jesus. He loves the Lord. I love the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because we come seeking first. See, because the invention is not the thing. Because we in the end of the age anyhow. The money is not the thing. The success ratio is not the thing. We're not looking for worldly success. Whatever we get is just going to help us to become a stronger kingdom providers in this last age. It's not about any of that. It's about Jesus. It always has been. It always will be, beloved. You got to respond to the love that he already has for you. When you talk to somebody that's in love with somebody, that's their whole conversation. My God, if they going to talk about anything else, they done talked about their children the whole time. They done talked about this and done talked about that. Why? Because where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Or you can tell what a person is in love with. You can tell what's on a person's mind. You can tell where that person's thoughts are. All you have to do is listen to their conversation. Glory be to the living God. So there's nothing wrong with obtaining a glory be to God, a worldly values of things. Look, I told my daughter, amen, who's in real estate. I said, okay. I said, now Sister Valerie has been with us for a long time. Sister Valerie is going to sell us, amen, the wealth complex. That's the new building for Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Sister Valerie is going to sell that. I already told my daughter, I said, you're going to sell me my condo. I said, I want to be on at least no lower than 30 floors. I want to be somewhere like on about the 40th floor. God is calling me up to the mountains. Oh, I still drive around in a 1998 Nissan. I thank God for it because it turned every time I put the key in the ignition, it turned. I ain't worried about that. But when I get ready, I already know what type of car I want. I ain't worrying about none of that. I got nice clothes, amen, glory be God. That ain't no problem. I already know what I want, and I'm going to have it. If the Lord tarry, I'm going to have it. Ain't no problem. God don't mind us living extravagant. God don't mind you owning real estate inventory and portfolio and your own 30 rental properties. God don't care nothing about that. The more the better, baby, especially if you a tither. But what God is concerned about is when those things have you. I said, we don't love money, beloved, but money will fall in love with you. We don't love possessions, but possessions will fall in love with you. When you seek first the kingdom of God, beloved, amen, God will give you everything else. That's where the problem comes in, beloved. I know some people, they work 7 days a week, 7 days a week, work two jobs, don't have no time for the Lord. Don't have no time. Don't have no time for church. Don't have time for no conference like this. Don't even have time to pick up the phone and call in. Don't have time for nothing because I got to make that money. I got to make that money. And that same money's going to bury you one day. And what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? But, beloved, money, amen, is just, amen, the currency that we use here to transact business on planet Earth. We better tie into heaven's currency. Beloved, let us not forget that all kinds of things can preoccupy our thinking. If we are called to the ministry, even our ministerial responsibilities can so occupy our thoughts that we seldom think of the Holy Spirit or focus on cultivating our relationship with Him. Now, I know that seems a little contradictory, beloved, but we can be, beloved, so involved, amen, with the work of the Lord that we forget the Lord of the work. It's very possible to be so involved in good works that we hardly ever slow down long enough to spend time with the Lord. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. So involved in good works, beloved, that we don't slow down long enough to even read His word and listen to what His spirit wants to say to our hearts. You pick up the, no, I ain't read the Bible. No, ain't got time for that. Ain't got time for that. I got to do God's work. I got to do God's work. But you ain't spend no time with God. You know what that's like in the natural? That's like a man, amen, glory be to God, and he has his wife at home, and, you know, and he's working two jobs and three jobs to bring the money home, you know, to make sure the mortgage is paid, and, you know, and the wife is cared for, and the wife don't never see a husband because he out there, he working, and then when he finally slowed down, he found out Mr. Jones next door, amen, done came and handled all that. Y'all know the story. Y'all know it's true. When he finally slowed down, he figured there ain't no wife to come home to. Because he was so busy making the money, amen, and that he forgot all about his honey. And we do the Lord the same way, beloved. I'm not saying it's not bad. Of course we need to do evangelism. Of course we need to do the work of the Lord. But beloved, not at the expense of forsaking our relationship and our time with the Lord. Living in a house with somebody that you don't never talk to. Living in the house with somebody that you don't even communicate with. Oh, we just share the same address. Well, our relationship with God is deeper than that, beloved, or it should be. Sometimes it's just the cares of this life, beloved, that pulls us away from the Holy Spirit. We can get so busy and so committed to doing so many things, even good things, that our continual busyness deteriorates our spiritual life. I'm stopping for a second and I'm just about finished. I'm going to give you my own testimony. Right before, beloved, amen, I backslid, amen, some 25 years ago, whatever it was. Oh, Evangelist Bradford? I was on every committee, okay? I was on every board, every committee, every office, this every, even to the point, you know, I was a transportation driver, you know, I was a Sunday school teacher, working for the Lord, They hardly getting nothing started. Pastor Bradford showed up. Okay, working. How in the world can you backslide? How in the world can you backslide on serving at this capacity? Even good things, beloved, we do so many things. Was the work I doing good? Yes, it was good. But my busyness, my continual busyness, deteriorated my spiritual life. Because I was so busy in the work of the Lord that I had forgotten the Lord of the work. God wants us to seek his face. It's okay to seek the hand of God. But God wants us to seek his face before we seek his hand. God is looking for a love relationship with us. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. And sometimes you find these relationships that break up, and the husband now is with a new wife. Now, when he was with you, you were sweating, both of you, know, you working and doing this and doing that and doing that and doing that. Y'all know the story. Now he with this new broad, and she don't do nothing. Homegirl don't even work. She's sitting up there getting her nails did and toes did and got her weed did, huh? Working out at the gym, chilling out. What in the world? She don't do nothing. I heard she can't even cook. But she loving on him. But she loving on him. Something you was too busy to do. And it works the other way around. She ain't doing nothing but feeding on him, feeding him, and he loving it. I'm here for you. And he loving it, and he ain't going nowhere. Beloved, that's what God is calling us to do. You got to tell the world, no. Seek first the kingdom of God. No, I'm loving God's love. Look, God is loving on me, and I'm loving back on him. Now, baby, that's a real love affair. Now, your passionate love affairs is when the man and the woman are both intensely in love. Well, baby, this is the type of relationship that God was calling us into. God loves us. He wants us to respond to that love. He loving on you, you loving on him. World, get behind me. Worldliness, get behind me. I ain't worried about that other stuff. Let me tell you something. Glory be, when you can get to a person's heart, you can get to anything they got. You can get to their money. You can get to anything they got when you get to a person's heart. Huh? Well, a way to a person's heart is food. Well, if you figure out how to get there, you can get whatever they got. But loving, when you loving on God and God loving on you, if he gave, what would he withhold from you? He don't care. You can have it because he know it doesn't have you. He know he'll give it to you. And if he asks you to surrender it next week, you'll say, no problem. You can have it back. Because it's not my first love and it's not my real love. Amazingly, beloved, as it is, even good things, if taken to an extreme, becomes adulterous in the eyes of the Lord. Only he knows how to balance us. But we have to open our hearts and we have to open our spiritual ears to listen to his counsel. That's why, beloved, it's so crucial to set aside time to spend with him every day. So don't tell yourself that you have too much to do to spend time with the Lord each day, beloved. When it comes right down to it, and you know it's the truth, when it comes down to the nitty and the gritty, you basically do what you want to do. If having communion with the Holy Spirit is a priority, you'll make time for him. And if it's not a priority, you won't make time. It's just that simple. Perhaps you're thinking, Pastor, I have so much to learn about the Holy Spirit, and I didn't know I was supposed to intentionally have communion with him. I didn't know I could depend on him as my comforter. I didn't know I could grieve him with my attitudes. I didn't realize how important it is for me to develop a closer fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Well, if that's you this morning, beloved, you're in a great position today. Standing at the threshold of a whole new realm of God in your life, his word promises that if you draw closer to him, he will draw closer to you. That's where, amen, our forefathers, foreparents got the colloquialism, amen. You take one step, amen, and God will take two. You know what I mean? Glory be to God. And that's exactly what they meant here in James 4 and 8. It says, if we draw close to God, he will draw close to you. I can't help but wonder, beloved, how many Christians die and they go to heaven, and then they find out how much they missed on earth because they never experienced a real partnership with the Holy Spirit. Don't let that be your story. Don't let that be your story. Holy Spirit, there is so much for us to learn about you we never knew before. Today, we open our hearts as wide as we know how, and we ask you to teach us about you and your ministry to our lives. We want to be a vessel that you work through, so please help us to become that vessel. Jesus sent you to be with us and to indwell us. You are preoccupied with us, and you passionately and rightfully deserve our affection to also be set on you. We repent for the times that we allow the cares of life or the desire for other things to steal our attention and affection away from you. For each every time we have violated our relationship with you in any way, please forgive us and know that from this day forward, we are turning towards you with our whole heart and soul. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of the living God. Thank God for the word. Amen, hallelujah. It reminds me of our Bible study last night. Ooh. That was off the chain. That was off the chain. Amen. They send me a report at the end of the call of all the callers that was on the line. Amen. Last night was a record-breaking night. We've never had that many people on our Bible study. I'm telling you, thank God for the ministry growth. Amen. And we talked about the true repentance, the true definition of repentance, and how there's a difference between remorse and repentance. Amen. And we want to thank God for the turning. Ah, my God. Answer God be praised. If you missed last night's Bible study, I'm telling you, amen, you definitely want to, amen, check it out. All right, saints. All right, now that's it for today. In form of announcements, we'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 p.m. Now, we received notice, everybody. Let's keep our sister Kathy Miller in prayer. Amen. She's going through some challenges right now. We're believing God, amen, to bring her out victoriously. Amen. She came back to the ministry. She was so excited to come back and serve. We did not have noonday prayer on Wednesdays and Fridays for a long time. Amen. And then she came back and wanted to take both spots. And she did, and she fulfilled those spots very, very faithfully. Very faithfully. She stretched herself even when she didn't feel well. Okay, the Holy Spirit had already informed me. I knew that she had to give up with Fridays, amen, because it was too much for her. And the Holy Spirit had already informed me that she would just be taking a leave altogether right now. So when she shared it with us on yesterday, the Holy Spirit had already informed me. Amen. I was just waiting for her, amen, to let me know when the time has come. What does that mean? That means that Wednesdays and Fridays are open again. Now, we may have somebody for Fridays to take the Friday 12 o'clock prayer. We're asking if you would consider a permanent, even if it's only for just a temporary season, okay, so we don't have to close Wednesdays and Fridays down. Okay, some of you in the background has been waiting to serve, amen. Some of you, amen, that just want to step up. Come on. Let the Holy Spirit is leading you. We need somebody, amen, for Friday, amen. Our sister Olivia has been serving, amen, the last couple Fridays, so we don't know. We'll have to see how that's going to continue. I know our minister, Darlene Carr, is working some things out. Amen. So we thank God for that. So now we have Wednesdays and Fridays, amen, to make sure that every slot is filled, amen, at our altar. Amen. And your reward, amen, is already great in heaven. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Okay, saints, that is it for today. Amen. 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock for our altar prayer. If you are a first-time visitor with us, amen, greetings. Thank you for calling in. We pray you enjoyed the services, amen. Please come back again. We'll be here tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station, amen, at 6 a.m., amen, for our breakfast. We are sitting around the table, amen, and partaking of the breakfast for champions. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. I love you, amen, but he loves you more. He loves you better. Oh, how he loves you, and oh, how he loves me. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for a wonderful day, a glorious day, a new day. Father God, show us your pathway for provisions. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Oh, Father God, cancel premature death, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you will soften our hearts, Father God, that we will begin to respond to the love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I remember years ago, amen, glory be to God, when David, amen, hallelujah, my deceased husband, amen, he said to me, and it caused me to check myself, glory be to God, amen, back in 1984, amen, he said, you don't know how to receive love, Alfreda. And it caused me to really think. It caused me to really think and examine myself. Some of us, the truth is, some of us don't know how to receive love. Father, open up our hearts that we might begin to receive your divine, everlasting love, because you just love us so much. And we just bless you, Father. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to begin to declare that Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, and Satan is defeated. And darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on today. Amen. And remember that he loves you so much. Oh, how he loves you, and oh, how he loves me. Amen and amen. blessings, blessings, blessings. Oh, how he loves you, and oh, how he loves me. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out.